There were houses on this triangle in the past, but most of them were demolished in the mid-19th century. Looking back to the other side of the street, numbers 40 and 42 were built together, a townhouse with either a servant's wing or a cottage to let at the far end. The facade is again in glazed header bricks. Note the fire insurance sign at number 44. To the left of the doorcase is a fire mark, a crown, showing this building was insured with the Imperial Company. Fairlawn Wharf is now entirely residential. The former warehouses along the river were converted into housing in the 1970s. The weatherboarded barn to the right was formerly a glove factory. Outside number 46 was the scene of a tragic accident on the 25th of June, 1822. Mr. William Davis, who lived there, had returned from his farm at Radley with some of his children. On getting out of his carriage, his gun went off, killing him. One of his sons, Gabriel, later ran his business from the house. He was a wine and spirit merchant, maltster, insurance agent, and financed his son, again Gabriel, in a boat-building business that you will get to later. Another son, Louis, was an illustrator and print designer. He later became a noted stained-glass designer. Two examples of his work are at Abingdon School, that he attended, and Littlemore Church, where his parents are buried. Number 48, the brick house on the corner, was for many years the home of Pat Russell. Calligrapher and embroiderer, she specialised in church vestments and altar cloths, these having been used in many important church ceremonies, including Prince Charles and Diana's wedding. St. Helen's Church, with its prominent spire, frames the view at the junction of East and West St. Helen's Street.
Pause the audio tour now, and carefully cross the road to the church. Traffic comes in both directions.
Look down the road that squeezes past the church. Number 52, the double-fronted building with a rendered first floor, used to be the Nelson Pub, a popular drinking place for passing boatmen.